Jose Stefan on Cinco Cuatro, whatever today is.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. You know what today is? Before we get to Cinco de Mayo.
Wait, wait, wait.
Do you know what it is?
Wait, wait, don't tell me. Isn't that the name of that show that's on PBS?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so okay. What's the, what do you want to tell us that we don't already
know? I want
know?
To tell you that today is Star Wars Day.
It is.
Do you want to know why?
Yes, I would love to know why, Jennifer.
May the 4th be with you. Get it? May the 4th?
Oh, will you stop? Where are you?
May the 4th.
Hanging around.
You.
Jennifer has been hanging with
this
Roberta too long.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
I got it. Okay. Thank you very much.
Want to hear it again?
Fourth. I think probably not.
Fourth.
In a few minutes, Michael McMaster is going to join us and help you with your motivation for the day and the weekend. Before we get to that, however, Jennifer and Heather and Roberta and I, without Mr. McFadden, are going to have a little laughter at 10 after, right after this.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
800-510-8255 to reach us on Good Day. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day and also Twitter.com/Good Day. I noticed the value of the holdings of Mr. Zuckerberg. I misspoke earlier, Jennifer. I said after the buyout or the buy-in or whatever it is they're going to have for him, his power will be worth $11 billion. I misspoke, in fact. The online effort Mr. Zuckerberg started at 19, Facebook, is now valued at $96 billion. Hmm. They have filed a request for, because they have to do this before they go into an IPO, they have listed a number of... Yeah, like 337 million shares they want to sell at $28 to $35 a piece. At the top end of the range, the company would raise $11 billion, and Mark Zuckerberg's stake would be worth $17 billion.
Wow.
Making him richer than Steve Ballmer at Microsoft. All right? Just relative
That's
stuff.
That's major.
And that isn't even laughter at 10 after. The laughter here... courtesy of those who love to send me puns. And I don't, you know, whether I encourage this or
not.
Yes, they are. So you may or may not cringe at these.
I'm going to reserve my right to cringe.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I changed my iPod's name to Titanic. It's sinking now.
Cringe.
When chemists die, they bury them.
I like that. Oh, barium. I get it.
Jokes about German sausage are the worst.
Yeah, that was funny.
I know a guy who's addicted to brake fluid. He says he can stop any time. How does Moses make his tea?
Oh, boy.
How?
He brews it. I stayed up all night to see where the sun went. Then it dawned on me.
Thank you.
This girl said she recognized me from the vegetarian club, but I never met her before.
I don't get it.
Her before. Her before.
Oh, her before.
I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. I just can't put it down.
I like the science one.
I did a theatrical performance about puns. It was a play on words. They told me I had type A blood. but it was a typo. PMS jokes aren't funny, period. All right, so that's probably enough of that. But these, by the way, thank you for sending these. I find it very gratifying to have people actually listen to this program who are as silly as I am. And so continue. You can say I use them from time to time, little puns that come along from various sources. It's 13 past the hour. In a moment, Michael McMaster will help us make our day better here on Good Day.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
How are you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need to grow bigger, more beautiful plants? Absolutely. Like Miracle-Gro 8-quart potting mix, now only $3.97. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scotts and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow plants twice as big with Miracle-Gro. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Live better with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer, somebody named Renee who's listening just sent me an email, and she said she couldn't believe that I didn't know that today was Star Wars Day. So yet
May
another,
the 4th be with you.
Another,
I just
you caused another problem for me with a listener.
I know.
All right, Michael McMaster is here to fix my problems. Hey, Michael, how are you? Happy Friday. Happy. Did you know, Michael, that today was Star Wars Day?
I had no clue. I feel so embarrassed.
Right. It's really, yeah, it's very embarrassing when you don't know that today is May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
Okay. Can we, like, drop that now?
May the 4th be with you.
Get out of here. All right. So, Michael, as I'm looking around to see what's going on today, a lot of things that seem. Is today a full moon? I was asked that earlier today.
It's this weekend.
It's this weekend.
Be like really, really big.
A big, like bigger than the October full moons that
yes.
you see?
Yeah, like
sometimes?
Really, like big, 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 big moon.
Big, 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 big moons.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So,
that's not good.
What, okay, so let's talk about that. Why is it that a full moon has such impact on us?
Yeah, I can only say what I've heard on, you know, from scientists, and that is that it pulls on our emotions for some reason. And yeah, and they have reports from all over the world how people start to act strangely. I mean, going way, way back, probably hundreds and hundreds of years. But I don't really understand why, but it definitely affects people's emotions. People will do strange things.
Well, for example?
Over-emotionally, you know, they react to different things in a different way. People have strange feelings in their body because somehow it affects their hormones. But it definitely has an effect. Like for somebody like me who's a little more sensitive, I mean, I feel it emotionally.
You do?
It's like I can feel the emotion in my body. It's the weirdest thing.
What kind of emotions are you feeling?
More sensitive towards things, you know, like...
But you're already over. Most people would say, Michael McMaster, you're already too sensitive to things. So how does this make you even more sensitive to things?
Emotionally, the way that I react, like I might get upset a little bit more about something or be more emotional towards something that I see. But I notice it in my own body. I know that other people must notice it as well. Even some of the people I'm around feel it. I'm sure women feel a lot more than men.
All right, let's find out.
More sensitive.
We'll go around. All right, Roberta, do you feel more sensitive today than you did yesterday?
I'm too tired to feel anything.
Ah, I see. Okay. There you go. Jennifer, are you more sensitive today? Do you? And when we say sensitive,
I'm fine. Leave me alone.
Okay, I guess we got. I'm surrounded by this, Michael.
For some reason, I've always been the opposite, where I find full moons, I am more focused, more clear, more grounded.
Really?
I'm a freak.
Mm-hmm. So is it likely to affect women and their emotions more than men? Or if you're in touch with your feminine side like you and I are, is that something that if you're you like McFadden's not here, but if he were here, he'd be certainly extolling the value and virtue of his drinking beer and having hamburgers and all that stuff like he usually does. So is it less likely, or is he in denial? Does he really feel it and he doesn't want to?
He's in denial.
He's in denial. That's what I thought. All right, so what does this do to sharpen up your competence quotient? If you're more emotional, you're likely to be better at things, but you have to be careful at relationships, at work. What's the word there?
Probably the way you react. Because if you're more emotional, you know, you react in a different way. You're more sensitive, so you're more quickly to react to something.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be just a little bit more careful about how you react or have more compassion for the people around you. Probably that's a good idea for the next couple of days.
Yeah, well, isn't that a better idea all the time?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, there are other people who would say emotions contribute to various diseases and ailments. There are different kinds of emotions, for sure, but I think we were talking earlier, actually this week, normally in this part of the program, we talk about health and wellness, well-being issues, and someone came up with a theory or information that if you are under a lot of stress and you don't deal with the stress well, you increase your cholesterol. It makes your cholesterol level higher. Did you know that?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people come to see me, when I should see a lot of people, and I'd have like different ailments, like problems with their stomach and, you know, different things like this, and it all relates to stress.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're starting to understand that a lot of diseases actually come from stress. And my understanding through my own body, what's happened to me sometimes, is that if you're very stressful, it decreases the immune system ability to function.
Yes.
So therefore, you start to have these small problems because the immune system can't, you know, do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But people that I know that are very relaxed and very calm, they rarely get sick.
Yeah.
Because their bodies function a lot better. So do the, you know, the hormonal balances, everything.
Cool, calm, and collected. You can learn how to have a simply happy life by getting a CD from Michael. Go to his website, michael-mcmaster.com, or you can go to dougstefan.com and go to Michael's picture in the contributors box. See about these wonderful CDs. Simple Happiness, I think, is the one that would help you best to follow up on the discussion we're having now. Michael, wonderful to have you here. It's 20 after on Good Day.
Thank you.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their towel and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team.
with the white truck.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wait a minute, Michael. Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop the music, will you please? You have actually performed an outrageous offensive act.
Yeah.
By
Michael.
Not playing. This is, by most standards, the best intro to a rock song in the history of the genre, and you flubbed it by not having. We need complete silence for this, first of all. No talking, no breathing, no typing, nothing. Now, having said, everybody hold your breath. Here is the best intro to any rock music, any song ever recorded. Anybody disagree with that? The best intro to any rock. It's universally. Go back to the beginning again for just a second. When you hear the first 2-3 strings, that's it. You know what it is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Everybody, no matter what your age, you know what that song is.
Yep, you get it.
You get it.
I would have thrown some cowbells in, though.
Cowbells?
Oh, yeah.
All right, start it over again, Michael. Wait a minute, hold on a second.
You gotta know how to play them. More cowbell.
Okay, you play it.
He's throwing cowbells around in here.
Enough of that. Mick Jagger is hosting the season finale of Saturday Night Live the 19th. Has he ever done this before?
Been? Saturday Night Live, no.
I don't think so. Anyway, he's 68 years old and still, apparently, for some reason or other, women throw themselves at him. I can't understand why.
I don't know what it is either, but, you know, he's got moves like Jagger, as Adam Levine will say.
Really? What are the... Oh, I probably shouldn't ask that question. All right, anyway, so Mick Jagger into that. We have the latest information on the sale of that 1967 Corvette Stingray that's up for sale on eBay. This has been one of Heather's big jobs this week.
Yeah, the pressure.
Following this, and it is an outrageous number, actually. It's exciting for the guy who bought it for $20,000. What's it up to now?
Well, you know what? $20,000, it's funny you say that, because it grew $20,000 overnight as
really?
Far as the bids. Yes.
Yeah.
Yesterday, it started at $230,000.
Right.
And that is a 1967 Stingray.
It's a dirty...
That's
rusty,
dirty, dingy.
Right.
That
yeah.
hasn't been touched since 1981.
But because it belonged to Neil Armstrong right,
drove it for a year, mind you.
Yeah.
That's all he did. Drive it for a year, turned it back in. Today, as of right now, it is at $249,990, and there are still 2 days left. Two days, 9 hours.
This has got to be a one percenter who's buying this, right?
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine want to get in on it? 99% are buying this?
If you want to get in, you got to have at least $250,000 and 90.
The bid goes up every $10,000.
Keeps going.
But is the requirement the bid must be $10,000 more than the last one? Is that the requirement? Is that how they do it at eBay?
I'm calculating. Huh. Yes, it is.
It's $10,000. All right. Neil Armstrong's 1967 Corvette Stingray. I never wanted to, but the reason I bought the Grand Prix in 1969 is because I didn't have the courage to buy a Corvette. But I wouldn't have, the Corvette was too close to the ground, drives like a dump truck. It just, I mean, I don't know why people get so excited about Corvettes. They're just not that, they're cool to look at. They have a lot of power, but they are very uncomfortable to sit in and drive.
I've never been a big fan, right. But I mean, no. Visually, the 67 is pretty. Except
this one. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
There are 90 days of summer ahead. Why not make the most of every one? Come to our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's today. You'll find bright ideas for looking fresh and fabulous all season. Best bronzing tips, safe in the sun smarts, and no melt makeup advice. Let's get the season started right now. A free 14-day supply of Super City Block SPF 40 is waiting with your consultation. Sound great? Then we'll see you at our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's. One to a client, please, while supplies last.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
Yeah, they're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Heather Heller. Hello, Heather.
Hello.
Hello, Heather. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello, Roberta.
Hello.
Hello. The World Trade Center has this week become the tallest building in the country. 1,250 feet. Imagine it was 12,000 feet. Good Lord. Tallest skyscraper. It's still under construction. How tall actually is it supposed to get, Roberta? Do you know?
Taller than the Empire State Building.
Well, it's already taller than the Empire State Building.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you.
Wait, you're going to be honest with me?
Yes,
you mean
I'll be
otherwise?
With you.
She's not going to lie.
I have no idea.
If you
idea.
Didn't tell me that
no
you were being honest with
idea.
Me, would you say I'm lying to you? What I mean is the
yes.
assumption that every time you open your mouth, you're really not telling me the truth? Should I take that away from that conversation?
Yes.
Really?
Isn't it going to 1776?
It is. It'll be 1,776 feet tall when it is done. There'll be a roof observation deck.
Why did you ask me if you knew this already?
Because I wanted to embarrass you, mostly.
He was trying to trick me.
Call the Freedom Tower, built to replace the Twin
sometimes
Towers.
I don't like you very much.
Just sometimes? All right. Here's something. This will help bring you around, Roberto, okay? We're spending a lot of time today on Cinco de Mayo, or May the 4th be with you. Matter of fact, I've gone out of my way to have Michael find as much corny Hispanic music as possible. And looks like, have you ever listened to these Spanish radio stations? And this, I'm kind of being on the level now. I have taken, especially when I'm in Los Angeles.
They all shout!
And they do all shout. That's true. And they all and they shout over the music, around the music, and of course I'm not. It's too fast. I can understand Spanish moderately well, but when they get going really fast, the announcers on what's the number one morning show in Los Angeles? What's the guy's name? Jennifer.
Al Kukui.
Al Kukui, right? When Al Kukui is on, and he's really at it. I mean, he's talking so quickly. I don't even begin to understand how you get what he's... I mean, even somebody who speaks the language well. He is rapid-fire machine. They should call him Machine Gun Cooey instead of El Cooey or whatever his name is. It just is amazing how quickly they get through all their pattern. And this is the kind of music that's in the background all the time. We think it sounds like kind of fun or it's just silly stuff, but... There are at least a dozen Spanish language stations in Los Angeles. And invariably, you can go across the dial, and it's all this kind of stuff. I don't know what the... There has to be a pop music, Hispanic pop music station. Isn't there, Jennifer? There's a Hispanic talk station.
Oh, yeah.
Hispanic sports station. But there's got to be a pop station that plays...
Oh, there's tons of music station, yeah.
Yeah. But how come when I listen to them, they're all playing this kind of stuff? Because I'm just listening to the wrong stations.
Maybe you're listening to the wrong stations. I don't know.
All right, so anyway, in recognition of today, being the day before Cinco de Mayo, a lot of people think that today, or tomorrow rather, is Mexican Independence Day, which is not the case at all. So your job right now for a swell prize is to figure out when actually Mexico's Independence Day is. And I suspect a lot of you who are from Mexico listening down in Brownsville and up in El Paso and in Tucson and San Diego and any of the border areas probably figure that maybe you're in Denver. I don't know where you are. You know the answer? You get a swell prize, 800-510-8255. When is Mexico's actual Independence Day? Like I was drawing up July 4th. What's theirs? 800-510-8255. Okay, so Roberta.
Yes, dear.
We've paid far too much attention to Cinco de Mayo today and the Hispanics. We have neglected the Italians that are listening to this program.
Nah.
So I believe it is up to us to work our way through some of the important Italian words. And I'm under the impression, having studied Italian for about 10 minutes, and most of it is on an airplane, the Italian words, perhaps you can help me with, I've decided I want to be called Il Capo di Tutti I Capi.
Tanto di tutti i capi. That's the head of all heads. That's usually used for the head of the mafia.
I'm the boss. The boss of all bosses.
Yeah.
Is
Il Capo.
Il
boss,
capo.
The head. Capo is head, so...
Right. The capo. Tutti. The all. Tutti is all.
Tutti is
so
all.
So I'm the head of all heads.
Right.
Literally, that's what that translates
capo
to.
Capo di tutti capi.
Right. Okay. All right, what is concorsi truccati?
What?
Concorsi truccati.
It must be the way you're pronouncing it, because I have no idea what you're saying.
Okay, let me try another one. Fregare. I don't know if you can. I think that's something you probably in Italian. If I translate that literally into English, I can't say it on the air, right? Fregare.
Fregare.
Yeah, it means to do somebody in.
How do you spell it?
Fregare. Don't get carried away.
So that would be a verb, fregare. Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
I think it has to do with something else that begins with an F. All right, next word.
Yep.
Is omerta.
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 Where do you get these words from?
I'm looking at an Italian dictionary. What do you mean, where do I get them?
It's like
from?
Omerta is, it's a conduct code.
Yes, it is. That's very good. Yes, it is. Being quiet.
Being quiet, not right. speaking about
right.
stuff,
yes.
not giving stuff away.
Unless you adhere to omerta, you could be in big trouble with Il Capo.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I'm so confused.
You won't have a capo. If you don't do the omerta, you won't have a capo.
Okay, good. Let's see here.
In a box somewhere in the bottom of the ocean.
Umoni d'onore. Umini, excuse me. Umini.
Un uomo di onore is a man of honor.
Yes, it is. See, Berg is
oh,
an
man,
A.
Man, your pronunciations are. Oh, my God.
Am I Stefani?
Oh,
today I'm Jose.
Oi.
Vata. Okay. All right. So I just felt it was important for us to give equal time to the Italians. Heather, what is your about? You're French and English,
right?
What's that?
No,
Bachman.
Actually,
German?
I am.
What are you?
German, French, and Mohawk Indian. My grandmother
German.
Is.
Oh, that's right. You told us the other day.
Paternal grandmother is Native American. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. So
she is.
Are you offended by Ashton Kutcher putting brown makeup on his face for the popcorn?
Actually, I have not seen the commercial. It really probably would not. I'm not that sensitive. I like a laugh, and as well as
last
the rest
or,
of your listeners.
Yeah, you will not last here too long if you're that sensitive. What's the what are people
on
saying
Facebook,
about this
it's
on
kind
Facebook?
Of the same feeling. Facebook, right. Tim says it was a good laugh. People are too sensitive. Judy says she's laughing about it. People are too uptight when it comes to stereotypes, but then they're usually the ones first to throw the stone. And then right. Tracy thinks it's laughable as well.
Yeah. All right. So the Facebook comments are, and this was after we were talking about it this morning, these people jumped on.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
What else do we have, ladies? Jennifer and Heather follow this. What else do we have from Facebook that's important in terms of what we've been discussing this week? People are on to a lot of different things that require our focus.
Well, in regards to you know, the whole idea of NFL lawsuits over head injuries, mm-hmm. With the question of that and the question of how do you feel about letting your children, you know, your kids
play football. Football, yeah.
Exactly.
Or soccer, or hockey, or wrestling. What do they say?
Right. Well, Thomas says that Little League football players don't hit that hard. So it's really not the same. And that they're taking more risk riding a bike or skateboarding, which is true, especially without a helmet. You know, okay. They are required to have the padding and helmets.
Right.
I think we should put all of our kids in bubbles. Just roll them around.
Yeah. Remember, what was that movie?
The Bubble.
The Bubble Boy.
Yeah,
Bubble Boy.
And Bubble Boy. But there was a bubble created. It was in Arizona someplace. Weren't people going to live in it for 5 years? Or there were a couple of them. One group lasted 5 years.
That was a Pauly Shore movie. It was called Biodome.
No. Remember but there that? Was actually... there were two experiments, as I remember. One was successful. There were two men and two women that went in. And then there was another one that, after that, was unsuccessful because the two men and women started doing bungalungdy-bungdy with each other.
In the bubble. Oh.
Right, and they were married to people who were outside the bubble.
Oh.
So somehow or other that didn't work.
But hey, there was a little dissent on Facebook, bubble. Though.
Oh, no.
Tracy Phillips, actually, last hour, you were talking about how, what was the song we were playing?
Which
was
one?
The best intro in rock and roll?
Satisfaction by the
Thank
Rolling Stones.
Thank you, Satisfaction.
Stones. Yes.
She says she disagrees. She Good thinks that that's not the best rock song opening. She thinks it's AC/DC Thunderstruck.
Michael, get Thunderstruck, please, and we'll have a battle of the bands. The Rolling Stones versus AC/DC. How can you even think, what is this woman out of her mind?
She listens to us, so probably.
Yeah, how about the intro of Born to Run?
All right, here we go. It's going to be a Bruce Springsteen. All right, Michael, Born to Run.
How about the intro to Bye 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 by NSYNC?
Thunderstruck.
All right, this is AC/DC. This is awful. Are you kidding? What is the matter with that woman? Now,
I usually like to disagree with you, Doug, but I'm going to have to go with you. I think I might like Satisfaction a little bit better.
Where's the beginning of Born to Run, Michael? You got that? I mean, AC/DC.
Hang on.
Give me a break with that. Oy. All right, so let's get the answer to the question before we get to these other intros. Surprisingly enough, every call we have on the Hispanic or Mexican Independence Day is from El Paso.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso.
Right. So wait a minute. Let's get the answer to this first, though. How about we talk to Sonny? Have I ever spoken to you before, Sonny?
Yes, you have, sir.
No, have I really?
Yeah, you have.
On what occasion? The last time
I... I think one time I got the answer right for Neil Diamond's second number one hit.
Really? Hold on just a second. Let me find somebody I haven't spoken to before. Don, have I ever talked to you before?
No, you haven't, Doug.
Never have. Okay. So you give me the answer to when is Mexican Independence Day, because everybody's got it right.
It's September 16th.
September 16th. Now, is it celebrated in El Paso big time?
No, it isn't. It's in, we live right across the border from Mesilla, New Mexico, and that's actually where they have a big parade. But as far as in El Paso, I'm not aware of a lot
of... So you're in New Mexico, not in El Paso.
No, I live in El Paso, but I work in New Mexico.
Ah, got it. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So you listen to the program on your way to work, is that it?
Yes, sir.
You listen to it at work?
No, I can't at work, but I don't have a radio in my office. But I love listening to you, though.
You know what? Sneak it in on the computer. Just log on to DougStefan.com, and you can listen to it. Put the ear set in, plug it into the... Nobody's going to know.
Okay.
All right? No one will know.
Okay.
The ear set?
The ear, whatever that is. Stop.
You are a professional. This is not an ear set.
It goes with the movie box.
Yeah.
That's right. Technical word of the day.
Hold on a second, Don. We'll give you a swell prize. All right, hold on a minute. Thank you. All right, so that takes care of that. The 16. You know, I'm getting a little tired of this disrespect from all of you. Roberta is a bad influence on the other two of you, for sure. All right, so where were we? What did you? Born to Run. That's right too. This is pretty good. Not as good as.
Not as good as the Stones.
But it's pretty good. Yeah. I agree with you, Roberta.
All right, what about Bye Bye Bye, Michael, from NSYNC? Come on, it's only fair.
That's not me.
All right, so I think we've straightened that out. What else? Who else can we irritate that's sent us Facebook postings this morning or this week? We have disagreements. So, hey, Tracy, sorry, we don't agree. All right, what else you guys got?
Well, Judy Yagle, gotta love her. We have some people on there. She's from Williamsport, PA.
Yeah.
And she was loving us on her station.
Right. Then they changed it.
Yeah.
They put Ken Sawyer on in the morning.
And she is going to protest. She's getting out there.
Nah, that was a year ago. No thing. Just listen to us the way she is. That's what happened, by the way. What's happening more and more, not only, we added 11 stations in the past couple of weeks. And what happened, the ebb and flow, especially with change in ownership of stations and the change of the format and whatever. So the ebb and flow usually leaves people in a lurch, but not anymore with the new technology and the Good Day streaming. Most of the good radio programs are now streamed one way or another online. You can find them. Go to DougStephan.com anytime, day or night. You can listen to it live when we're on. You can listen to the podcast of special interviews. You can listen to the hour by hour. It's all there. You can listen to a lot of people, like the fellow that was on with us a few minutes ago. He would maybe listen to an hour going to work, and another guy says, I listen to an hour when I come home. And every car that gets produced after this year is going to have the ability for you to just plug in this stuff. So radio maintains its relevance, but when you can't listen to it on the radio, then you go, listen, this is the new age. People are going to listen to what they want to listen to when they want to listen to it. So if you can't listen in the morning when we're on live, then you listen some other time during the day.
I have a friend that downloads it on her phone and listens at work. I don't think she's supposed to be doing that, though. No, but she does it proudly.
We won't tell. All right, so that's the story of the best intro. That's at least what we think about it. It's 11:04 the hour on Good Day.
Sure, Walmart can save you money. But do they have everything you need to grow bigger, more beautiful plants? Absolutely. Like Miracle-Gro 8-quart potting mix, now only $3.97. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scotts and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow plants twice as big with Miracle-Gro. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
This is Revolution. Somebody else thought this was number one. Who thought this was number one?
I vote for this. I like it.
All right, Jennifer thinks this is number one. Best rock intro of all time. You're all wrong. It's the Stones. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic.
Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies.
It's movie moments on Good Day.
Here comes the Spider-Man.
Doug with the ladies of the day and Chuck Curry, who's our movie man. We start movie moments with movie music. This was the time when Michael Bublé became a household name. He did the theme from Spider-Man 2, the number one movie during this week in 2004, Chucker. Spider-Man. Did they use it on the other Spider-Man movies? How many have there been altogether, these movies?
Well, there were three Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies. You know, it's funny you bring up Spider-Man because, yeah, I'm going to speak about it in a minute, but last night at midnight I went to see The Avengers. And they played, before the movie, two coming attraction trailers to two big superhero movies this summer. One was The Dark Knight Rises, the new Batman film, which got a really good reaction. And the other was Sony's reboot of the Spider-Man franchise. Tobey Maguire is no longer involved. It's a totally new cast. Andrew Garfield, who was in The Social Network, plays Peter Parker, Spider-Man. And I just got the feeling that it's just too soon to reboot that franchise. People didn't seem to care. I just didn't get a reaction for whatever reason. I think it's just way too soon, too, to reboot it. It almost seems silly. They're doing the same story almost that they did just 10 years ago.
Right. Who would have thought that would work? John Wayne used to do that with every movie that he made. How many of his movies were the same theme, basically?
Different time, different place. Yeah, right. You know, the star-driven movie that he literally where the star can carry any picture, I think that day's...
Those days are gone.
Just about gone. There might be a couple people, like maybe a Tom Cruise or Will Smith, people will see a movie specifically.
Harrison Ford.
Right.
All right. Chuck is going to give us a preview of the movies that are out this weekend in a matter of moments. First, though, our contest with three pieces of audio from a movie that was number one during this week 4 years ago in 2008. I think this will be fairly easy, but then what do I know? 800-510-8255. Here's the first audio clip from this movie.
You've been called the Da Vinci of our time. What do you say to that?
Absolutely ridiculous. I don't pay.
All right. That's easy enough, isn't it, Chucker?
What year is that, Doug?
2008, 4 years ago. All right, next clip, then. Maybe it isn't so easy.
Is it better to be feared or respected? And I say, is it too much to ask for both?
800-510-8255. Know the name of the movie.
I know it.
You get a swell prize if you are not heretofore a winner in this contest. Last clip.
They say the best weapon is one you never have to fire. I respectfully disagree. I prefer the weapon you only have to fire once. That's how Dad did it. That's how America does it. And it's worked out pretty well so far.
800-510-8255. Isn't that Sherlock Holmes?
No.
It's not that. That's the. I'm not thinking of the right
same
movie.
Same actor, though.
Oh, okay. No, it's not Sherlock Holmes, but it's making reference to the actor.
Yes.
To try to narrow it down. It just didn't sound like him completely. All right, so people will figure this out. 800-510-8255. Preview of the weekend's movies right after this.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and Body Powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
All right, Chucker, let's get the preview from your perspective of what's hot this weekend.
Well, there's only one big one, Doug. That's the Avengers opens on 4,340 theaters nationwide. A lot of screens. I went to see it last night at midnight. This is my reaction after it was over. Very cool. At 2 hours and 24 minutes, the director, Josh Whedon, the one thing he does right, amazingly, this film could have went wrong in so many ways, but he balances the actors, the characters they play, all get equal amount of screen time, and it really does feel like everybody's movie. If there is one kudos, it's Mark Ruffalo playing Bruce Banner, the Hulk. If you like the Hulk and you want to see him done right on the big screen, go see the Avengers. It's a, like I said, this is a very cool movie. I like it a lot.
All right, so that's the thing to go see. Meanwhile, let's get an ID on the movie we played here. Cody's in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Hi, Cody. Hello. I guess we don't have him. 800-510-TALK. Let's try Travis in Aberdeen, Washington. What's the name of the movie, sir?
It's Iron Man.
Iron Man is correct. You get the prize. Hold on just a second. 59 after on Good Day.